Hi, welcome to the Tavern of the Taekook Warriors podcast. Our podcast today is going to be dealing with the upcoming Asia Cup in January 2015. Very exciting, only takes place once every 4 years. Joining me for this discussion is Jay Chi from Tavern Studio Busan. We've also got Evelyn Kim representing from Brooklyn. Jinsook, I think, is in Connecticut. I'm not 100% sure.
Ohio.
Okay, very, very good. Tim Lee is holding fort, our lone Canadian representative, Tavern Studio Quebec. And in L.A., we've got Jeremy Peck. Thank you, all tavern writers. We make up a very mighty, humble but mighty force. So very glad you guys could join me today. And everybody else in the tavern, from wherever around the world you're listening and tuning into, welcome. So I'm going to have Jay take over. Again, I'm very excited, but yeah, let's start. Jay, what you got for us?
All right. So first, I thought it'd be a good idea, just for the sake of completeness, to run through a Korea squad, and I'd like to give everyone a chance to sort of play fantasy football, if you will, and pick your starting 11 for Korea's Asian Cup journey. So we'll start at the back with defense and the goalkeeper. And so I'd like to just go around and each person just pick the goalkeeper you would have start for the first game. And if you haven't seen the list, the three goalkeepers selected were Kim Sung-gyu, Kim Jin-hyun, and Jung Song-ryong. So, Roy, I would like you to go first. And who would you start in goal?
Yeah, and a sehebok mani paduseo for everybody. I forgot to say that because we're about to go into the new year. I am torn, but I think Kim Sung-gyu just by a hair. Kim Jin-hyun is for Cerezo Osaka, has been showing up with some better performances as of late, but it's still, I think, Sung-gyu's turn between the sticks.
All right. And Evelyn, who would you pick to have in the goal?
Kim Sung-gyu, because when I look back at the fall friendlies and also the World Cup, he has been a pretty reliable goalkeeper. He's been, putting out some really solid performances and saves. So that's why I would choose him.
Okay. Jeremy, your goalkeeper?
I would pick Kim Sung-gyu. His performance at the World Cup when we were playing against Belgium impressed me, except for that one mistake where Belgium was able to score against us because of that mistake. But he's been pretty reliable, so I would have to pick him over Kim Jin-hyun.
Okay. Jinsa.
Kim Sung-gyu.
Kim Sung-gyu. All right. Tim, another Kim Sung-gyu?
Yep. Kim Sung-gyu, definitely. I mean, you could make a case for Kim Jin-hyun, but I think just on World Cup experience, I think Kim Sung-gyu has the edge.
All right. I would actually be the lone of the six of us who would actually put Kim Jin-hyun in instead.
Oh, really? How come?
Yeah. Reason?
I just think overall he's a little more experienced. He's played pretty regularly for Cerezo, even though they got relegated for the last couple of years. Kim Sung-gyu was very kind of in and out for Ulsan last year. And it seemed like his campaign this year was very interrupted because of all the national team things going on. And I think Kim Jin-hyun is a little calmer, I think. Kim Sung-gyu gives me the jitters sometimes because he's very jumpy.
He has better reflexes, though, I think. Kim Jin-hyun's like more consistent,
Yeah, Kim Sung-gyu is, I think, more athletic and a very reflex keeper, but sometimes he just, I think it's a little too much and he goes for things without really, just instinctively, and then he gets caught.
Right.
In those kind of no-man-land situations. And so I think going forward in the future, Kim Sung-gyu is probably the number one, but for this one, I think I'd go with a slightly more calmer Kim Jin-hyun.
And isn't he about to also come back to Korea eventually to serve his military time? So it's almost like maybe Uli's thinking we might as well get the best out of him before he comes back.
Yeah, possibly. I'm not completely familiar with his situation. Takeuchi, who didn't join us today, is more familiar with it. But yeah, apparently he's due to come back within the next year or so. And with Cerezo's relegation to the J2 League this next year, there was some talk that maybe he'll come to the K League next year anyway. But that's another story. All right. But anyway, moving on. Right back, I think, is pretty consistent. Does anyone want to start Kim Chang-soo ahead of Cha Du-ri?
No.
All right. So we'll do a straight Cha Du-ri.
Yeah.
Streak for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So then this next part is maybe a little trickier. Which two center backs would you put in the starting 11? We'll take a little rotation, and so this time we'll start with Evelyn. Evelyn, who would you, which two center backs would you have?
This is difficult. Can you please come back to me?
All right, we'll move on. And in case people have forgotten, the four center backs who have been called are Kim Young-hwan, Kwak Tae-hui, Jang Hyun-soo, and the newly Chinese-moved Kim Ju-young.
Yeah.
Yay. Boo.
All right. So then we'll move on. Everyone's thinking, Jeremy, who would you pick for your center backs?
I would definitely pick Jang Hyun-soo.
Okay.
Maybe Kak Tae-hee. I'm not entirely sure yet.
All right. But it's a start. All right. Jin-suk, what would your two center backs be?
I think I'll start off the tournament with Kim Young-hwan and Kim Ju-young, just because Jang Hyun-soo and Kim Ju-young both lack the playmaking ability that Kim Young-hwan has. But I think as we progress forward, like starting the semifinals, we should do Kim Ju-young, Jang Hyun-soo, just because I'm absolutely certain that against Iran and Japan, Kim Young-hwan will do something stupid.
Right. Possible. All right, Tim, your two starting center backs.
Tough one. I think I'd go with, Kim Ju-young and Jang Hyun-soo, but they're both pretty inexperienced, and I guess that's an issue there. But Kwak Tae-hui is just really slow, and Kim Young-hwan makes silly mistakes. So I know they're probably the favorites, I guess, for the center-back position, or you can say that, but I just feel more comfortable with Kim Ju-young and Jang Hyun-soo at the back than Kwak Tae-hui or Kim Young-hwan.
All right. Fair enough. Roy, you're two center backs.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm inclined to agree with Tim, Jang Hyun-soo and Kim Ju-young, but because we've got a couple of different, obviously it's a month-long tournament, so I'm wondering if favoring the approach of, putting a Kim Young-hwan in the initial group stage where we can afford his mistakes, and then install this might not work, but Kwak Tae-hee in his place later. But I'm leaning towards Jang Hyun-soo and Kim Ju-young, and they are both inexperienced. I think the group stages can give them a really a trial by fire, and they're just going to have their learning curves, be rounded quickly.
Okay. And Evelyn, did you decide on your two center backs yet?
Yeah, I would say Kim Young-hwan and Kim Ju-young.
Mm-hmm. And I think, for the defense, this is probably the trickiest one because I think we'd all agree there isn't really a center back that's really stepped out and kind of made that impression that they're ready to be, on one of the first names on the team sheet. There's a lot of different possibilities, and honestly, I haven't gotten from reading media and interview any idea who's Uli Shilake, if that's correct, is thinking for who he's going to put in defense. But anyway, our last defensive position is left back, and the two players called up for the left back is Kim Jin-soo and Park Ju-ho. And Jin-suk, who would you start at left back?
Kim Jin-soo.
Kim Jin-soo? All right. Tim, who would you start?
Kim Jin-soo.
All right. Roy, who would you start?
I think I would start with Park Ju-ho first, and then I think depending upon the opponents in the latter stages, Kim Jin-soo. I fear one of them. I don't want to jinx anybody. I just fear one of them is going to get injured in the run up. So.
Okay. Evelyn, who would you pick at left back?
Yeah.
And Jeremy, yours?
Park Ju-ho. I would pick him.
Okay. And Tim, why would you go Kim Jin-soo instead of like a more experienced Park Ju-ho?
I think Park Ju-ho is going to be used in that defensive mid role. I think Shilaka collecting there, and seeing how we don't have any other left back, Kim Jin-soo he'd go there. So
yeah, Okay, fair enough. All right, moving on into the midfield, I think we can probably all agree one of those two central midfielders will most certainly be Ki Sung-yeong. And so I guess the only question is, who do you think will be his partner? I think Tim's already kind of hinted he thinks the other midfielder will be Park Ju-ho.
Yes.
But the other possible choices, if you keep it sort of logically, would be Lee Myung-ju or Han Kuk-young. Or maybe if you go a little farther out there, Gu Jae-chul. I think we'll start with Roy again. Roy, besides Ki Sung-yeong, who would be the other central midfielder?
This one's not a definite. It's tricky. Park Ju-ho has been tried out as a defensive mid with some mixed results. He's also, I think, has been a defensive mid for Korea in some of the fall friendlies. So I think it could work, but I think there's going to rotate between Han Kuk-young and Park Ju-ho there.
Well, okay, but Roy, who would you pick for the first game against?
For the first game, for the first game,
would you have Han Kuk-young or Park Ju-ho?
I think Park Ju-ho. In that scenario,
but then
obviously Kim Jin-soo. I know, yeah, and I choose Park Ju-ho as a left back of choice.
Yeah.
I think if he was so obviously to backtrack just a tiny or explain, if Stilikas is thinking, Park Ju-ho for a defensive mid rather than left back, then that obviously would he's got the option of Kim Jin-soo then, and I'd be comfortable with that.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, Jeremy, who would you have partnering Ki Sung-yeong?
That's a tough one. Could you come back to me?
All right. Evelyn, your Ki Sung-yeong partner.
I would say Park Ju-ho.
Ju-ho? Mm-hmm. All right. Jin-seo.
I think what I would do is have a very strong rotation. I think Han Kuk-young is the man marker. He needs to be used against Japan. He also has J-League experience. Han Kuk-young is perfect for that role. Against Iran, I think it might have to be Chang Yun-soo because we do not want to afford any mistakes, and he will bring stability. And I think for like all the other opponents where we need to like crack open a very stingy defense, I think Lee Myung-ju is the best for that role.
All right. So it'll be a bad idea. Committee. All right. Tim, your Ki Sung-yeong partner.
I guess for the reasons I already mentioned, Park Ju-ho.
All right. That's right. Sorry. I forgot. A little jet lag still. All right, Jeremy, did you think of your Ki Sung-yeong partner?
I don't know. I kind of don't mind starting Gu Jae-chul for the group stage, just because it's the group stage. I think I might give Gu Jae-chul a try.
A little bit out of the box, Gu Jae-chul. So that could be an interesting one, and it seems like he has been playing a kind of slightly deeper role a little bit more. But that'll be interesting.
It's interesting because he's played a lot of different roles for Mines. And it's the long, running debate is what's Gu Jae-chul's best.
Just
like yeah, exactly. So it's like what do you do with a problem like Gu Jae-chul?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's a good player, but he doesn't fit in the team.
A good problem, to have.
Yeah. And so before we move on to the next group of positions, I just wanted to mention that I did see a quote from Stilakia who said that he wanted to encourage the team to be more possession-based. And
I saw that.
So I wonder if you think that might mean that he might shift away from a more traditional holding midfielder like a Han Kuk-young or a Jang Hyun-soo, where like a Cho Kwang-rae did when he put Lee Young-rae in there next to Ki Sung-yeong. And that could be more like an Lee Myung-ju type player or a Park Ju-ho kind of player.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Anyway, something to think about. All right, so the next group would be our attacking midfielders. I think we can probably all agree two of those three players will be Son Heung-min and Lee Chung-yeong.
No doubt.
Disagree? All right, so then leaves probably mainly who would play in that central number 10 spot, but we won't do the positioning. So just your third attacking midfielder besides Son Heung-min and Lee Chung-yeong. And I think it's time to start with Tim. Tim, who would you have on that third attacking midfielder?
I mean, it's a tough one. Kuznetsov, I think he'd be not chosen as captain because I don't think Shidaka wants to change that. But I'd kind of play Antehi if it was my team. But I think Shidaka will play Kuznetsov.
Okay. And yeah, this can be. This isn't necessarily who you think Shilaku will play. It's who would you play if you were making the decision? All right, so Nantehi. Roy, who would you put in?
I think Kuja-chol. I mean, by a hair. Kim Min-woo and Nantehi has both done fairly well in some of those test friendlies, but they're gonna go with if Ku's healthy. I think Stilica is gonna go with Ku because he's got that energy. And the 4 years ago, Kuja-chol was a beast in the tournament. And you know, I think we might finally get to see someone who wants to prove himself yet again on the world stage.
Everyone, go ahead.
Yeah, so I actually read about how Kuja-chol ranked sixth in terms of the World Cup players who ran the most in the group stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And so,
it's useless running. I think it's useless running. He just runs around, doesn't do anything. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you could make that argument, but I think that you could also say that that energy and that ability to have a high work rate, it is important.
If he could channel that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just have to use it. You have to be very strategic about how you use that and how you channel that.
Okay. So, everyone, would you go with Kuja-chol for that third attacking spot?
I actually wouldn't. I would say I wanted to say that Kim Min-woo would be great for that role.
Hey, Jeremy, your third attacking midfielder.
I might go with Nam-tae-hee. His performance is... And I think it was against Paraguay I was impressed with.
Yeah.
I don't mind starting him in the group stage.
Okay.
And he comes out as that player that has... it would be nice to give him an opportunity to shine. And I think the group stage would give him that opportunity. So I would go with Nam-tae-hee.
Okay. Fair enough. And Jensuk, your third attacking midfielder?
Absolutely not, Tehi. Kuja-chol is way too inconsistent for me.
Right. So it looks like most people are leaning towards Nam-tae-hee, and it seems like Shilecki is probably leaning the same way because he seems quite impressed with Nam-tae-hee from the recent friendlies.
Right. What do you do with Ku then?
Play him.
Where does he fit?
No, Ki-sung is the captain right now.
Okay, but.
Yeah, that's right. Ki is the captain.
Yeah, but didn't Ku, I don't know. I know.
Ku was captain in one of the friendlies.
Yeah, that's right.
Stilica. Yeah.
I don't think that Stilica has actually decided on his permanent captain.
Yeah, decided, yet. But.
But like, would you really want to shift away from Ku? Would that like be a source of conflict within the team? I don't know.
We'll talk about the captain in just a second, but I do want to pick our last starting 11 player, and that is the forwards.
Yeah.
And the three. Forwards, as designated by the KFA, are Lee Kyun-ho, Cho Young-chol, and Lee Jung-hyuk. And so, for right now, I just like your choice for the starting forward, and then after that, we'll talk a little bit about that last player, Lee Jung-hyuk. So, Jin-suk, who would you start at top?
Lee Jung-hyuk.
And Tim, who would you start?
Iguno. He's got great work rate.
And Roy, you're starting forward.
Iguno, but reluctantly.
Okay. Evelyn, you're starting forward?
Lee Jung-hyuk.
And Jeremy, you're starting forward.
Iguno. Yeah, it's pretty sad how our forwards have no depth at all, but yeah, he's our only option, in my opinion.
Alright. And I think personally, I just think it's a little interesting because from, again, what I've kind of gleaned from the few media things that have come out is that it seems like he's leading towards Joyeon Chul again.
Yeah.
From what he saw again at the friendlies. But I suppose we'll see. And so I do want to take just a few seconds and talk a little bit about Lee Chung-hyun, because he was such a random way out of left field selection. For people who don't know, there's not a whole lot about Lee Chung-hyun. He's a second-year K-League player. He was drafted last year by Busan I Park, and then he's currently serving his military time with Sangju Sangmu. And he's 24. He's made, I think, about 50 appearances over the 2 years, but just a handful of goals, maybe about six goals in two years. Yeah, I think he had 2 with Busan and 4 with Sangju, or maybe it's flipped. But Jinsuk, I want to ask you, because you picked Lee Chung-hyun as your starting forward, why would you go with such an unknown quantity as opposed to like an Ikuno who's, you know, been at the World Cup and, you know, played, you know, big matches, former AFC Player of the Year kind of thing?
I think there'll definitely be rotation. I think in some cases we will need Ikuno, especially for the initial group stages we might need him. I think Lee Chung-hyun is nice because I actually don't know him too well. I'll admit that, but if he's anything like Kim Shin-hyuk, where he can hold up and if he can like link well with Son Heung-min, that'll be perfect. I was reading an article saying Son Heung-min has historically worked best with players like Stefan Kiesling and Rudnevs, like in front of him, like a target striker, like in front of him to work off. It also worked in the World Cup when he was working with Kim Shin-hyuk. So if Lee Chung-hyun is like that, like I think it will work. We might have another Chidong-won situation. I don't know. But I'd try him out, for sure.
Okay, yeah, and that was something I was wondering. If any of you think that maybe Lee Chung-hyun could be a little bit like Chidong-won was last Asian Cup, kind of an unknown player who just burst onto the scene and really impressed. Because I don't think before the last one, most people didn't know Chi that well.
Yeah, no one knew Chidong-won. Yeah.
From Jeonnam, and then he came out when Park Ju-young got injured, and I think he scored 4 in the last tournament and got his move to Europe in Sunderland, didn't go too well, but still.
Well, if someone's going to break out from the unknown this tournament to be Lee Chung-hyun, I mean...
He's the only unknown.
He's got no call-ups. He's got no caps for the national team. He's making his first cap in a continental tournament. But I was under the impression that he'd be playing this late second half panic button kind of target man kind of player, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
The reason that I chose Lee Chung-hyun is that, the first reason is that I'm sure that Shilike thought through why he would choose him as a forward. And when I think about Ikuno, I mean, we've had this conversation before about how the KNT is lacking a striker that can finish. And this could be Jung-hyuk's chance to show that he could be a striker who is able to do that. And also, I think that if I agree with that idea that if he can link up with Son Heung-min, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I want to piggyback right what you're saying, and Jinsuk was mentioning that too. A hold-up player for Shilike is thinking, all right, we don't have many good forward options. He didn't call it Park Ju-young. He said he wanted to do something different. So what I'm reading between the lines with that is he's not going with the classic striker up front formation, where and maybe that's to juke out the other teams, that their role is not going to be necessarily going for goal, but, you know, linking up and finding Son Heung-min or somebody else. Key is, I think, you know, hit target for Swansea a couple
long
of times.
Range.
So, you know, long range, but, you know, but there was a short range goal that he also scored. It's a surprise. I think he could be a surprise, you know, advanced player. So if they play the cards right, these guys would be playing a different role. They're technically listed as forwards, but really their job is to create, you know, some havoc up front and then be able to hold up, get it to Sun, have him, the right guys from the midfield, attacking midfield, finish.
All right. My last question for you kind of came up with the Kujo Cho thing, and that is, who would you select to be the team captain for the Asian Cup. And so, Roy, why don't you go first? Who would you have as captain?
It's a toss between Ki and Chaudhuri. You know, Cha seems like a natural because this is definitely his last Asia Cup. He's looking to retire next year. I think he just FC Seoul was barely able to convince him to go one more year. But I think if Yuli has been talking to the likes of people like Goose Hindik, they might go with Ki. Ki has already been called up a few times as captain. He is a natural captain, being able to distribute and you know, be able to, you know, direct the play on the field. And I think that it's the idea that you're getting away from what has stalled Korean football progress in the past. And that is namely the hierarchy, the age hierarchy that in some ways has plagued, you know, Korean football progress. If we have people that are going to, you know, bow to the Lee Dong-guks of the world, it doesn't lead to overall team creativity and lead to other players doing what they need to do on an individual level to benefit the team as a whole. So if we can get away from that model, let's go with a younger player. Let's go with a proven player, and that would be Ki Sung-yeon.
Some people have called Ki Sung-yeon as the spiritual or cultural backbone of the team, and I would definitely think so, that is his role in the team, that he has influence over the players, and he can definitely have that ability and that power to pretty much influence the kind of climate and the kind of playing, the kind of play that the players will show on the field. And I also wanted to mention that maybe giving Koo another chance at being a captain this time around would be cool, because, I mean, he's captained the team at the Olympics, he's captained the team at the World Cup, and he's had a lot of leadership opportunity under his belt, and I'm sure that he's reflected and he's learned about what to do and what not to do when you're captaining a team like this for a competition as large as the Asian Cup.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Koo is a very experienced player in terms of what he's gone through. And he has been, from basically pretty much every manager that's worked with him, been praised for his ability to be that bridge between the younger players as well as the older ones, and that the older players do respect him and get along with him and let him play that role.
I think that's really important that the older players respect him, especially when you consider Korean culture and how there's a lot of emphasis on age and on giving respect to, you know, the people who are older. But then what if you have a captain who's younger than you, you know? The issue of giving respect to someone who's younger than you, who's in that position, can get a little tricky. So I'm glad that Koo has been able to pan that out a bit with his teammates.
Yeah,
some people have problems with people younger than you scoring.
Yeah, that's just what it is, though.
Well, and in fairness, though, I mean, not to say fairness, but it is true that there's not that many older senior players on this team. Chaudhuri and Kwak Tae-hee are really the only two old players on it, over 30.
Right.
I mean, Jung Sung-young and Lee Kun-ho are both late 20s, but the rest are all basically the same age group, kind of early mid-20s age.
Oh my God, they actually are.
Yeah.
And Cha wouldn't be the kind of – he's played in Europe, and he, I don't think he'd be the kind of player that would necessarily be like, I demand to be captain. I think he's pretty chill with, you know, being able to have the right fit and let the coach decide.
All right. But going back to the choices, Jeremy, your captain for this team would be?
I actually don't mind selecting Koo as captain. I mean, seeing him as captain during the Olympics, he seemed really like, you know, players respected him, and, you know, he had, And it was just really inspirational to see him. I mean, especially during that game against Great Britain. I don't know if you guys remember that one. Yeah, I wouldn't mind selecting Ku as captain during the group stage process.
All right. Jinsuk, your captain?
Not Ku. I don't think he's not the same person anymore. He's I think he's regressed a little. And as for me, I think it'll be Ki.
Right. And last one would be Tim, your captain.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because we don't see what happens, you know, in training camp and what's going through Schlieke's mind as he selects his captain. But I think I wouldn't choose Ku as captain, but I think it's possible that happens. I don't think Chedorui will be captain because he was there for the friendlies in the fall, and he wasn't selected as captain. Instead, Ki was and Ku was. So my captain would be Ki Sun-young, but I think Kuzachoy would be the actual captain.
No.
All right. It seems like most people are leaning towards a Ki Sun-young captain, and I think he's a very logical choice given he is very experienced. He's been on the team forever. He's that central hub for everything to go through.
Yeah.
And so I think the only reason I could see Ki not being captain is if someone maybe from the KFA or Schlieke's technical team brings up his non-controversy. Because there's still this political thing of going on about him. And so he does have that baggage. Yeah. Whether you think it's relevant or not. But
yeah, he does carry some baggage. You're right.
I also wanted to throw out there that even if it's not now, I think that Chun Heung-min will eventually captain the KMT really soon, maybe within the next year or so. And he would actually be another pick, personally for me, for the Asian Cup. So what do you all think of that?
I mean, it's possible. He's the did he win the Asia Player of the Year? No, the Korean Player of the Year.
Yeah, he won the KFA Footballer of the Year award with Chi Soyeon.
I think given, I don't know, one or two more years, it's possible. It would just have to be Sun's time with the Korean national team has until the World Cup when he scored against Algeria. I think it was mixed because he had, and we've discussed this in the earlier podcast, he's had trouble in some ways integrating his individual play with syncing up with the rest of the team. And maybe that had something to do with all the different managerial changes with the Korean national team. But I don't know. I would say Ki or Ku would have more experience and be more of a natural fit for being captain right now.
I see.
I feel like until we see Sun Heung-min more in tempo with the team, I would pick either Ki or Ku as captain for now, but it's definitely a possibility in the future.
Yeah, I don't see it happening in the short. I cut you off there.
But I don't see it happening in the near future.
Exactly. I don't think it's going to happen in the next couple of years. I think there'll be a new World Cup cycle before you see Son as captain. I think.
I see.
You can't just switch captains from cycle to cycle. So from year to year. So.
I see. I think it should happen, and the reason that I say so is that, in terms of the point about how Son Heung-min has had trouble integrating his individual play with the team, I can see the reason for that. And I think there's a discrepancy between how defensive on the pitch that the KMT is overall and how Son Heung-min, I mean, yeah, he's quick, he's very strategic, he's more of an attacker, of course. And I think that the contrast in how he plays compared to the overall feel of the team is definitely there. But I think that his ability to actually like build rapport with his teammates and also with Schlieke, I think that's going to be pivotal in the future. And if he does become captain, that's going to be important as well.
Right. But like I said, I think it could happen. I think my best guess as to when that could happen would be, you know, like maybe 2 years from now. But it would definitely depend on his ascendancy, not just with his club and how he does in Europe, but really with, you know, how he's able to be prolific with the Korean national team.
And on that note, we come to the end of this part of our Asian Cup preview. Part 2, where we look at the tournament in general, will be up in a few days on the Tavern. You can check out all the writers starting 11 below, and feel free to share your thoughts in the comments section as always.